And guess what? It's an Alaskan that goes to nowhere.
Perhaps Biden believes the bridge to nowhere is the symbolic bridge to cross into the White House. But hold on, Senator Biden. Keeping him honest, we decided to check on 116 reasons in Delaware that one bridge to nowhere in Alaska may not be such a good Democratic talking point. Because 116 is the number of earmarks Senator Biden asked for this year alone. The total bill to taxpayers, more than $342 million. He told our American Morning they're all justified.
Everyone has seen them, and we have no Walter, you know, we have no Lawrence Welk Museums. We have no bridges to nowhere in Delaware. It's all straight up.
Straight up, we went to Delaware to see for ourselves. True, there is no Lawrence Welk Museum, but Biden does want $1 million for a children's museum. Another $1 million for opera house renovations. Hundreds of thousands for this tiny waterfront park.
And believe it or not, there is also a bridge. Maybe not to nowhere, but after the tourists have gone at this time of year, the Indian River Inlet Bridge can seem like a bridge between two nowheres.
We need a new bridge, and we are so fortunate that this is finally at a place where it's going to happen.
Carol Everhart with the local Chamber of Commerce says the Indian River Inlet Bridge is a vital link in the tourist trade, connecting the vacation towns of Dewey Beach and Bethany Beach. Without this bridge, she says 30,000 summer vacationers a day would have to drive an extra 35 minutes. So why is Senator Biden asking for $13 million for this bridge now? Well, that's what Bill Allison of the watchdog group, the Sunlight Foundation, wants to know.
Essentially what Senator Biden is doing is saying that, well, my state's bridge gets the priority dollars even though it's not a priority project.
Now the real twist in this story. Senator Biden must really like bridges, because not only does he want you to help pay to replace this bridge here in Delaware, despite what he's been saying on the campaign trail, he actually voted for Alaska's bridge to nowhere. Twice.
That's right. He and Senator Barack Obama were among the 93 senators who voted for the massive 2005 transportation bill funding the Alaskan Bridge to Nowhere and thousands of other projects across the country. And when another senator tried to divert the Bridge to Nowhere money to fix a bridge to New Orleans damaged by Katrina, Senators Biden and Obama and 80 other senators present voted against the amendment.
Yes, they had a chance to vote specifically against the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska to redirect the money, and they chose not to.
John McCain, who always opposed earmarks, was not in the Senate that day and did not cast a vote. Sarah Palin wasn't even a senator yet. So why is Biden raising the Bridge to Nowhere on the campaign trail? Of course, we wanted to ask him directly, but his campaign never got back to us. Drew Griffin, CNN, Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Tom.